Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to the second series and to this week's episode of our podcast where we talk all things telly with me, Claire.
And me, Rebecca. Each week we'll be chatting through what shows we've been watching as well as discussing what's caught our eye from the world of pop culture.
We'll also be keeping you in the loop as to what you should be series linking in the coming 7 days.
At the end of the episode, one of us will pick something for the other to watch so that we can chat about it next week.
And we'd love you to tune in along with us. This is Spilling the TV.
Episode 2.
Series 2.
Yeah. Oh my God, I really enjoyed last week. It was so nice to be back.
How has your week been?
Yeah, good. Really fast. It's been a really fast week. It's gone by in a flash.
I know. We are in what I think is probably my favourite time of year. I love this autumn weather and the colours and the clothes and just getting cosy.
Yeah.
What are you thinking of the autumnal trends, Claire? I wanted to ask you one in particular because I really want to pick your brain on it.
Oh, tell me. Talk to me.
What is that noise? That is definitely an airplane.
No, it sounds like a motorbike or something. It's your chimney.
It's the wind. Oh, there's nothing I can do about that. Yeah.
Stuff a pillow up.
There's nothing I can do about my wind.
No.
Okay, what is your gut reaction to Uggs?
I'm a bit of an Ugg fan.
Okay, yeah. Have you owned a pair?
Mm-hmm. I actually, first of all, I wear Ugg bedroom slippers every single day. And I also have a pair of Uggs. They were called the McKays. I don't know, but I remember the name because my cousin's surname is McKay. And they're just like little kind of half ankle-y boots. And I have them about 4 years and I still wear them and I love them.
Out and about.
Yeah. But you know what? The new Uggs are the platform Uggs.
Yes, I've seen them.
Yeah, I'm not mad about those.
See, this is my thing that I thought when I saw them, I was like, oh, but I guarantee you in about 6 months we're all going to be
into them.
Yeah.
No, probably.
And come here, are you one of those pumpkin spice latte people?
No.
Me either, I've never had one.
No, it sounds too sweet for me and I just wouldn't be into it. I don't even really like any kind of flavoured coffee.
Oh,
no.
Do you like autumn?
So, funny relationship with autumn.
Okay. This is a safe space.
Okay. So autumn used to be my absolute favourite season.
Mm.
I chose to get married in autumn. It's my wedding anniversary this month. My daughter's birthday is the 23rd. Then there's Halloween. And then you're straight into Christmas. So I kind of feel now that it's the lead into a lot of busyness and a lot of expense. And also, I've decided that I'm a summer girl in terms of clothes.
Okay, are you?
Yeah.
But you love your knits and your leathers.
I do. But I don't like waistbands.
So you prefer the dress?
I just prefer the freedom. And I don't like wearing socks and shoes. You know, and I feel like it's a real...
You're leaning towards becoming a nudist or something.
Yeah.
Just
oh my God, perish the bloody thought.
Just feel too restricted.
Yeah, I feel too restricted. And I think probably since I've been carrying a little bit more weight recently and I just feel a bit like, yeah, no, I just prefer to be in looser clothes and to eat more.
I hear you. I love just the coziness of lighting the fire and just putting on Polonex and stuff. Mm. Yeah, love it.
No, I do. Do you know what it is? It'll take me a while. It takes me a while to adjust to a new season.
Okay.
Particularly the autumn, winter. And then once I'm into it, I'm fine.
You know, in fashion, when they say things like we're between seasons when they're referring to autumn, like, does autumn not count as a season in fashion? Like, what's between seasons?
So
is that not end of summer?
It's just transitional clothing. So I did change over my wardrobe a couple of weeks ago, but I didn't bring down all my like heavy knits.
Okay.
It's a bit of cashmere, bit of, you know, cotton knits, you know, that kind of.
Yeah.
But I didn't bring down my chunky stuff and
So I said to you, what did I say to you just before we recorded? I just want to own everything you have.
Oh, stop it.
You do, Claire. Oh, no. You've lovely things.
Well, I've actually turned over a new leaf. I used to be an absolute spendthrift, and I am actually wising up a wee bit. Sometimes I get awful guilt when I see all the clothes that I have. Like, I feel yeah, too much.
I know. But you wear them all, do you?
No, I do. And I keep them for years and years. I do keep my clothes. Yeah, no, I do keep them for years and years. But I still think I have too much.
Do you feel like clothes make you happy? Is it the shopping, or is it the is it the instant hit of a shop, or is it actually styling something up?
I have a funny relationship with clothes, because I think my weight fluctuates a lot, so I grow out of stuff and then I get cross with myself and I don't want to get rid of the clothes, because I don't tend to buy stuff that I don't like.
Yeah.
So then I hang on to stuff thinking, oh, you know, will I get back into that? And then all of a sudden I've gone up 3 sizes and I still have the other stuff, but I don't want to get rid of it because I love it all.
Yeah, that's, you know, okay.
So then you end up with a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Mm. Being a woman is hard, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, I know.
It is.
Can you explain one other thing to me that I see everywhere? I'm pretending that I understand what it is.
Well, actually, before we go any further, yes, Missy.
Yes.
You are so into your fashion.
Oh, I love clothes. But my thing is, I have no guilt around buying clothes, because one, it genuinely makes me feel good.
Yeah.
So I think it's like,
yeah.
I mean, self-help is not what I'm, it's like self-care in my mind, honestly, genuinely. Yeah. I feel like if I'm like, this makes me sound very vacuous, but if I feel like my clothes are nice, I feel better.
More confident. I totally agree with you. No, I mean, fashion is important. We've said that before. If it wasn't important, it wouldn't be such a big industry.
I know. And then they just tap into that, don't they? And they just take advantage of it. But my question for you is, what the heck is a capsule wardrobe?
No. Well,
it's like a set of...
So it's like, say, 15 pieces, like your white t-shirt, which I don't really subscribe to because I don't suit white t-shirts. A blazer, a pair of khaki trousers, maybe a pair of black trousers, a nice pair of jeans,
okay,
your trainers, pair of boots,
things that aren't trendy,
things that aren't trendy that you'll have, that if you don't have in your wardrobe, you'll wear fewer of the other clothes.
They're like the foundation piece.
Yes, you know this.
I know, but I don't really know if I buy into it. Do you buy into it?
No, I don't know. Well, I think maybe a little bit more since, like, the older I get. But I don't think everyone's capsule wardrobe has to be the same. Like, you have such a funky dress sense. Like, you are not, and I am not, a blazer and white t-shirt person.
I'd like to be more blazer and white tee.
But why?
Because I think they look really chic.
On other people.
I've also decided I'd like to be a sallow brunette. So, you know.
Stop it. You see, I think it's okay to admire stuff in other people and go, yeah, that's so lovely on them, but it's not for me.
Oh, you've reached, like,
that moment of clarity. I have, actually.
Yeah,
I try to mold myself into someone else's, or what I think I should be looking like as a 48-year-old mum. Like, I was going for a meeting today in my kid's school, and, like, I put on a blazer and I was going, what the hell am I doing? That's not me. Do you know? Like, you can still be yourself and still feel smart, but just not have to subscribe to what the yummy mummies of South County Dublin are wearing.
Oh, you know? I know. And is there anything, so just to kind of veer away from the fact that you're trying not to buy any more things, but is there anything that you'd love for winter?
Not really. Not really. Well, no, that's not true. I still think I don't have my shoe game down completely.
Okay, interesting.
I need a pair of pointy black boots.
With a heel?
Mm-hmm.
I think I can help you.
Oh.
I'm really good at that.
Are you?
Yeah, like a little low heel.
Yeah.
Because if you get the high heel ones, you won't wear
them.
You need one that has a little heel that you wear every day. Do you know where I think does really good ones of those is Mango.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I must have a look.
Yeah.
Marks and Spencer are good too.
Marks and Spencer are really good for shoes.
Yeah.
And some of them are actually really, really designer.
Yeah, yeah.
Inspired.
Yeah, they are.
Complete knockoffs.
I must have a look in there, actually. Sometimes my shoe game can really let me down. I put on something and I go, I don't have the right shoes for that.
So
maybe a pair of boots.
Step it up.
What about you? Are you looking at anything?
not really with the bump. I'm really trying not to buy. I don't want to spend money on things that, you know, might never be worn again.
Yeah.
So even maternity gear, I'm reluctant to buy specific maternity stuff. I got a few bits like t-shirts and leggings over the bump stuff. But otherwise, I'm really trying not to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, I know, when you think about it, the amount of stuff we can amass.
Oh, but I'm like, telling you.
From a sustainability point of view.
Oh, listen, I know. It gives me the feel.
And I am definitely not saying that I am completely sustainability conscious. But I think...
You're beginning to.
Yeah, you can't not... You can't avoid it, I think, at the moment. Anyway, it's definitely more on my radar.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm more into now, beginning to think more that I want to spend my money on experiences.
Okay, yeah.
That the whole family enjoy, rather than... Clothes. Just buying stuff for me, it makes me feel good for maybe a short time, and then stuff goes bally or stuff. Do you know?
I know.
Think, oh God, you know,
it's nearly an artificial kind of thing.
Yeah,
I saw this thing and it was talking about kind of tips on saving money around spending, and I thought it was really clever. It said, so you have something in your shopping basket online, which is me. That's me. That's how I like to shop. But you look at it and you say, would I like to pay this company or would I like to pay myself this amount?
Oh, so talk to me.
So instead of like, so say you have a jumper, it's €35. Would I rather give this company €35 or would I rather pay this into my own account?
Yes. Yes, I might get you.
So it's kind of like a type of way of just kind of...
Rethinking, is this...
Yeah, because it seems so easy, especially for me. I have all my cards saved. I have. Yeah. I can buy something in 3 clicks.
Yeah. Well, something has happened to me recently that... My card was always saved. No matter what I was buying, my card was saved. And then just recently now, the last few times I've made transactions, I've had to put in all my details.
Yeah.
I must have switched something in my settings or something. Or
did you like clear cookies or something?
Maybe.
I'm talking to the wrong girl, am I? Yeah. Should we talk about some telly?
Yes.
Have you been watching much this week?
So I watched a few things that we talked about. Watched the Kardashians, of course, second episode. Now, the whole premise of it kind of...
The way that it went back.
But but I'm trying to remember now what it covered.
So episode one was like, boom, they packed it, they front loaded. And then, so they did this thing where at the start of episode two...
They told us that it was six months previous.
And then what happened?
What did happen?
Well, Kylie had her baby.
Oh, yes.
But it was like a scene of Corey and...
Chris, going to
the
hospital.
It felt very fake.
That was so fake.
It wasn't it?
Yeah, that was so fake.
And like all these stupid jokes.
Yeah, that was so fake. And Chris, in the last series when it was Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I had felt that Chris's appearances were all very contrived.
Yeah, I could totally get that.
She's just not as delivering as much reality as the others.
Probably. Did you see that Travis Scott has a book out?
No.
An autobiography or a biography, I'm not sure. Yeah, and apparently there was like, he spoke about going on dates with Kim.
Stop it.
They dated.
Kim and Travis Scott dated?
Yes.
Stop it.
I know.
How did I not know this?
I didn't know it either, to be honest.
Gosh, I'm kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was quite like a casual, I don't think much happened. Like,
so how old is he then?
I don't know what age would he be. Well, she's in her 40s, isn't she?
She's about 41 or 2 now, isn't she?
He's a similar kind of an age.
Travis Scott!
What, do you think he's younger?
Well, I actually had never heard of him until he started dating Kylie. And then I did watch his documentary. Did he cover the tragedy then at one of his concerts?
Sorry. I'm doing with Travis Barker.
Oh my God, okay.
Sorry, Courtney's Travis.
Courtney's Travis?
Dated Kim.
Stop it.
Yeah, and he is not. Travis Scott is 31. Travis Barker, sorry. Let's see what age he is. 46.
46, okay. Looks good for 46.
You could go out with him.
No, thank you.
He used to see Chris, or Kim. Oh my gosh, what's wrong with me?
Yeah. Gosh, I wonder will they mention that in the series?
I don't know.
They probably would have at this stage. They're not going to do it now.
No, I don't think so. No. I think Courtney wouldn't like it.
Oh, yeah. That's so interesting.
He spoke about how she was like his ideal woman with curves and that's what he liked. And yeah, I know. Claire, you got to get on TikTok. Oh, this is where I'm learning all this
stuff.
Yeah,
I know. I know. I'd be afraid of the amount of hours that I'd spend on it. I know.
It is a time suck. And that's my worst habit, is I'll go up to bed and I'll be like, oh, yes, I'm in bed nice and early. So I'll look through this. And then all of a sudden, 45 minutes have gone. And I've looked at people that are half my age doing things that I don't really care about.
No, and that you've forgotten about.
Yeah.
You didn't feel... Do you feel like that a little bit about maths?
No.
No?
What do you mean that I...
So, you know the way we were completely both invested in maths Australia?
Yes.
But then... Well, maybe not so much maths, actually, because I kind of did wonder about them after. But definitely Love Island.
In and out.
Didn't care about them after that.
Same. Sure, you know me, anytime you talk about anyone from an old series,
you can't remember who they are. Them. Yeah.
So tell me, did you watch some of Married at First Sight UK?
I did. I watched another episode.
Okay.
But I just can't get into it.
I know.
It's so, because you've probably never done that. You've probably never joined halfway through.
No.
No. It's so hard, Rebecca. It just wasn't doing it for me.
Okay. Well, it's still keeping my attention. It's definitely not the strongest series, but...
Oh my God, I have got a Married at First Sight UK exclusive.
What?
And it's not a spoiler.
Go on.
So, a work colleague of mine had been in San Francisco in June. And on the way back on the plane, there were two guys behind her on the flight, taking, beating all sorts of shite out of each other. No, I don't know that it was actually physical, but it was so disruptive to the rest of the passengers. They were having a full-on row the entire time. And like so much so that some of the passengers thought that they were going to have to land somewhere. And
stop it.
Yeah. So she had told us about this when she came back off her holidays. That was all fine. She was sitting watching Married at First Sight UK.
Yeah.
And who was it? Only... Adrian and Thomas.
You know what? That is so funny, right? Because today, did you see I put up on the Instagram, you know, does anyone...
Yes.
And someone put in something about a flight on an airplane. A couple, she said, I want to hear about the flight on the air, or the fight on the airplane. And I just replied, I was like, wait, what? Did that happen? And then she just liked it. That obviously was your friend.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
Give a shout out to Hillary.
It was Hillary.
You heard it here first.
I was like, what is this story? And then I had just said, I wish Claire had watched Married at First Sight, because I know you'd actually have so much to say.
I know, I'm sorry. I don't know that I'll fit it in anywhere.
You're not going to at this stage.
No, I don't think so.
It's like me and Schitt's Creek. I know.
Did you never get back into Schitt's Creek?
Oh, but you know what you've missed now, I will say.
What?
You've missed one of those moments where they do the wife swap, you know, where two couples end up splitting up and
getting together.
And now, so I'm probably a couple of days behind, so I don't know what happens at the commitment ceremony. But when I was last watching, the couple were, you know, saying, you know, we hope that the experts will let us come back into the experiment.
You know. Yeah, that's a moment, isn't it?
It's always a moment. But you know what? It's Yeah, it's not.
And do you think these two couples who have swapped, do you think they are more suited to each other?
I think neither original couple was suited to one another, but I don't see enough of the new hybrid to see. Like, it kind of took me by surprise.
Okay.
But the two original couples were just
not right.
Not good. No.
Do you think that the psychologists know that? Do you think they're making telly from the start? Or do you think that they genuinely make an effort to put couples together that they think...
Oh, good question. Do the psychologists know, possibly? Do the producers then say, give us a curveball? I don't know.
Maybe. Or do the psychologists put couples together where they think, they're very different, but they might draw something out of each other that the other one doesn't have, but... secretly they're thinking, or it could go like that, or it could be just an absolute volatile mess.
I'd love to know the workings of the pre-production.
You'd love to work on a show like that. You'd be really good on a show like that.
But you know what though, I wouldn't like it in so much as it's quite sensationalist and a little bit like it's a bit...
Yeah, but that's where you would come in. You'd be...
I know,
really
I'd
good.
Make I'd dumb it down. I'd have it too safe. Like I wouldn't be able to make that really explosive telly.
Okay.
And you just need someone who just doesn't
Yeah, who's a bit more
like that would never
reckless.
Work. It wouldn't work in Ireland. It wouldn't work in Irish television, I don't think.
No, you're probably right.
The other thing I was going to say to you was, do you know what the, so you can, this is common across all of the series, is, you know, the before the commitment ceremony and they meet up with their friends.
Oh, yes.
I just find that such filler.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Except for the time when, on the Australian series, when the friends let slip that one of the partners had been actually seeing another girl. Do you remember that?
Oh, no. I bet you I loved it at the time, though.
Mm.
It's so funny. On this UK series, they have Colgate sponsoring them and the product placement is so cringy.
Oh, hilarious.
Like, they literally will start a scene where they're putting some toothpaste on a brush. It's so bad. I finished The White Lotus.
Okay. I totally forgot about that.
Really, really recommend.
Yeah.
I think so. I think you'd love it.
Yeah. I think I love the sound of it. I will.
Even for the style alone.
Oh, yeah. So I watched This England.
Oh yeah, tell me about
it. Oh my god, it's so good, Rebecca.
Is it? Okay.
It's bonkers and it's chaotic. So it's the story of how Boris Johnson and his cabinet handled the COVID outbreak, and his head of staff, what was he called? Dominic Cummings. And I would say it is so close to reality, it is frightening. But I'd say that the Conservatives, you know, people find it very hard to separate drama from reality. And I'd say there's a lot of reality in the way this is portrayed. And the Conservatives will not survive this in the next general election. Like, it was just so, they were so disregarding of public safety, of human life, of... It was all about perception. Oh my god, but it's so well done. I mean, Kenneth Branagh is absolutely so amazing that you forget that it's Kenneth Branagh and you actually do think it's Boris Johnson.
That must have been a really quick turnaround, because all that stuff with Dominic Cummings, it doesn't seem like that long ago that you could have a drama made about it since.
They must have started making it at the end of the first wave.
Okay.
Because, like, it's the recent past. It's fabulous. Like, I binged 3 back-to-back.
Okay.
Really good.
Okay, I need to watch that.
Really good. Yeah, I can't wait to watch the next episode.
All of that kind of fallout was real kind of Stranger Than Fiction stuff, wasn't it? Like, it was more scandalous than anyone could have written.
Yeah, and then to think that he went and got COVID himself. But
Boris, at the start, though, wasn't that early on?
Near the start. And it's so funny, because do you remember, I mean, you remember these things so vividly, where, you know, he said, oh, I went into a hospital and I was shaking hands with everyone, you know, after he had just got up and said, oh, the best thing to do is wash your hands and, you know, keep a social distance. And then he was just a walking PR disaster and a complete buffoon. And he went on to This Morning and actually Phil and Holly, a cameo in it, yeah. And Phil goes, you know, will you come in here this morning, Prime Minister? And I intentionally kept my arms down by my side and you shook my hand. And Boris goes, oh yes, and I shook everybody's hand. You know, oh my God. And they were so slow to act. They were so slow to act and it really cost lots of lives.
Didn't they try and do that thing that herd immunity? Mm-hmm, wasn't that the approach at the beginning?
Mm-hmm. With your man, Whitty. Yeah. It was just all so, they were just really trying to protect the economy.
Okay. Which is still their main priority, isn't it? With this trickle down.
Oh my God. Did you hear they've done a U-turn on that now?
A complete U-turn?
A complete U-turn. As of today.
Wow.
So on Sunday, Liz Truss was saying, I believe in this plan, da, da, da. And today they did a complete turnaround, tweeted out, we get it. We have listened. We get it. There will be no
trickle down economy.
Yeah. It's just, oh my God. It's just so infuriating, the whole thing.
It is, isn't it? Okay, so that's worth a while. How many, do you know how many episodes are in it? Are you?
I don't actually. Okay. I don't know how many are in it.
Okay. What else did you watch?
I watched something that I want you to watch next week.
Oh.
So do you want to talk about that now or save it to the end?
No, save it.
Save it. Okay, because it's really good. The other thing, did I talk to you, I haven't watched it this week, but it is really good. Did I talk to you before about Mr. In Between?
I don't think so.
Mr. In Between, it's an Australian drama about a hitman.
No, but you've had a few Australian dramas that you've thrown at me.
Yeah,
it's really good. The Newsroom, I remember you mentioning. Was there one about a newsroom?
Yes. Oh my God, you have such a good memory. I watched that. It was so good.
But go on, Mr. In Between, what's that?
Yeah, it's an Australian hitman, but it's funny, but it's okay. Gritty, and it's worth a watch. And I think it's on Netflix. Really good.
Okay.
Someone else has mentioned something to me.
Go on.
That we need to watch.
Okay.
But it's on Apple. Oh, you can't watch Apple.
What's it called?
It's called Blackbird. Not to be confused with Michael Flatley's Blackbird, but it's called Blackbird.
Okay, I haven't heard about it.
I can't remember the premise now. I think it's gangster based.
Oh God, maybe I just have to just renew my Apple TV subscription.
You might have to do that. Like I did.
Exactly. Follow your lead. Okay, Blackbird. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You haven't heard of that?
No.
Yeah, no, I hadn't heard of it either. And a couple of people then mentioned it in close succession and really liked it. So you should watch it.
When's Succession coming back?
Oh, I
must be going
so.
Back soon, is it? I love it.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
So do I.
Yes, we were so into that. You had lots of great theories about that.
Yeah. Did you watch the Top Shop documentary? I didn't.
No, but Roger taped it for me.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Had it taped?
He had it taped.
That's weird, isn't it?
I know. So the other thing that I mentioned the last time that I did watch was An Old Man.
No.
With Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow.
Oh, you did mention this. And did I record that? What was it on?
It's on Disney Plus.
Oh, okay, I can watch
it. It is fabulous.
Okay.
Like, it's probably the thing I've watched in the recent past. Or, you know, it's one of the best things I've watched in the recent past. I loved it. It is like an absolute masterclass in acting, watching those two guys. They're absolute veterans. But it also has two younger men playing them years
ago. So what's the premise?
So I don't really want to spoil it because at the start you don't really know.
Okay, and you don't need to know.
So at the very start you think it's going to be about Jeff Bridges' character developing Alzheimer's because his wife had Huntington's disease.
Okay.
And you think it's going to be about that, and you think it's going to be like kind of like a really sort of sentimental and it's not that at all, and it's just fabulous.
Okay.
And I watched, there were two episodes available. It's just one a week.
Okay, there.
So there's only two out. So I think the next one might be out this Wednesday, maybe.
Oh God,
absolutely
so much
brilliant!
On.
It's so good.
Okay.
It's so good, and it will appeal to males, females. Brilliant. Yeah, it's so good.
Okay, I love that. I'll watch that. Anything that you've spotted on the horizon coming up?
Yeah, I suppose in terms of not so much series. But there was something out this week, a Jeremy Paxman documentary, about him talking about his Parkinson's diagnosis.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm just interested in that. It was because my dad had a Parkinson's type syndrome. He actually had a thing called multisystems atrophy, but it starts off looking like Parkinson's, and I'm always just really interested in those
okay.
types of things.
So when's that on?
So that's on Tuesday, which is tomorrow night. So this goes out on Thursday. So I might just put a little reminder up tomorrow about that.
Good idea.
So it's called Paxman Putting Up with Parkinson's, and it's on UTV at 9 p.m.
Okay. Anything
really
else?
See, the two Johnnies have
a new series.
Yeah.
The two Johnnies do America, is it? Or
yeah.
Take America.
Yeah, that looks interesting.
Do you know what? I had never watched any of their TV series.
Neither. I didn't even know they had any.
They had one. This isn't their first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You didn't watch those?
I didn't
no.
catch it, no.
No. I had absolutely no interest, really, in listening to the two Johnnies.
Until
the Catfish.
I think they were on the Late Late Show talking about it, actually. I missed
about
it.
The Catfish?
Yeah, I think so. And probably the new series.
Mm.
I have a few bits. So I just wanted to flag that Inside mm-hmm. Man continues mm-hmm. this evening. I hope I've said to record. I think I do. As does Trouble at Top Shop, which mm-hmm. I definitely am going to go out. Which I definitely am going to catch up. I saw a new formatted show starting on Channel 4, or E4, sorry, The Big Blowout.
Ooh.
It's a kind of a
hairdressing one.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember years ago, The Salon?
Oh my God, the Irish one, yeah.
No, it wasn't Irish.
They did have an Irish The Salon.
Did they?
Definitely.
They had The Salon and they had an Irish girl on it who actually won it, I think.
Okay. It was like fly on the wall in a
fly on the wall. And I was completely hooked and utterly addicted to it. I used to watch it, you know, when they, a bit like Big Brother back in the day, yeah, when they showed all the footage in silence.
Yeah.
With all the birds tweeting.
Yeah.
I watched The Salon like that.
Oh, stop. Oh, I love those kind of shows. Yeah. Now, I don't know what this will be like, but it's on E4 Monday tonight at 10 o'clock it starts.
Okay.
Series 1, Episode 1. And then, so Inside Man, do you notice they're doing it Mondays and Tuesdays? Is that funny?
Oh.
They do that sometimes with Silent Witness, don't they? Oh, okay. Did you watch Bake Off, by any chance?
No.
No, you're not. Okay. You're not going to, I don't think. It's Mexican week for anyone who cares. Tuesday, 8 o'clock, Channel 4. Here's one. Do you like cooking shows or baking shows?
Yeah, I do.
I have Nadia's Everyday Baking.
Nadia Hussein, is it?
Yeah. Okay. I think she's really likable and I like her
very stuff. She's got a great personality.
The reason I included this is on Wednesday at 8:30 on BBC Two, she's doing a selection of breakfasts and it's one of my just favourite things ever. Listen to this. Nadia Hussein creates a selection of breakfasts ideal for the weekend, including granola and yogurt, cupcakes, a banana and peanut butter bake, and a breakfast pizza, which doesn't actually sound that appealing. So that's, I'm definitely going to record that.
Talking about, what did you say there about cupcakes? We go back there. What was it? Was it peanut butter
bake?
Banana peanut butter bake. Now, listen, I'm going to try this, right?
Go on.
I saw this thing on Instagram and I saved it and I thought, oh my God, that is such a good snack.
Tell me.
Slice up a banana.
I know what you're going to say. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
Don't know. If I'm right, I'll say yes.
Slice up a banana.
Yeah.
Put a little bit of peanut butter on each slice.
Yeah.
Melt some butter. Or melt some chocolate.
Okay.
Dip the peanut butter and the banana in the chocolate, put it in the freezer, and you have these amazing little snackaroos.
Do you know that reminds me of, do you remember when we were small at our birthday parties, we used to have marshmallow, a dot of chocolate with the Smartie.
Yeah, that's what it was like.
What I thought you were going to say was, and an equally handy snack, you get a brown wrap or a white wrap, whichever takes your fancy. You put peanut butter on it.
Okay.
And then, like a little sushi roll, you roll a banana and then you chop it. It's like banana sushi.
Oh, yeah.
Delish.
Oh, that sounds
nice. It's a handy one.
Mm.
Paddy likes it as well.
Okay.
Okay, I just put this one in because, you know what? I don't know. Britain's Best Woodworkers, new series. Mm. No, that's a lie. It's not a new series.
No, I want Roger to watch this.
So it's not a new series. Does that matter to you?
No.
And I don't know why I put it in season 2, episode 3. Gonna jump in. Okay,
Roger might though. When is that,
Roger? If you're listening, it's Channel 4 Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
He started buying loads of like woodwork tools.
Oh, okay. Well, but
he's kind of handy that way, and he might actually.
But look who's presenting.
Oh, I love Mel.
Yeah, so I think maybe that's what I was like. Claire, love that. Unbreakable with subtitles. So, Unbreakable, BBC One, Thursday, 8 o'clock. Do you like Rob Beckett?
I do like Rob Beckett.
So, Rob Beckett hosts as 5 famous faces and their partners are put through a series of mental, physical and emotional challenges to test their relationships.
Oh.
So up my street. Taking part are Stephen Bailey, Loose Women star Denise Welch, plumbing tycoon Charlie Mullins, Falklands veteran Simon Weston, and cyclist Shanaz Reid.
Oh. So, God, they're very brave to go on.
They are indeed.
Aren't they?
Yeah, to be exposed.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that would be like. Do you know any of those people besides Denise Welch?
I feel like I know Simon Weston. So Simon Weston, I think, is the guy who got very bad burns in the Falklands.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think you probably know him to see. And yeah, I know Denise Welch.
Would you watch that now?
Yeah, I might watch that actually. What night's that on?
That is on Thursday at 8 o'clock at 8. On BBC One.
Yeah. Yeah. I might watch that. Do you watch, just kind of that just reminded me of, do you watch any of the SAS stuff?
I did the SAS Who Dares Win.
Yes.
I did. I used to love it, but then I just kind of got a bit fatigued.
Tired of the format.
But it's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, and they have new guys now as the instructors.
Did you ever watch? We talked about the Irish version before, didn't we?
I thought the Irish version was like even more hardcore than the British one.
The celebrity Irish version is happening at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah, it's broadcasting at the moment.
I'm kind of dipping into the English one, although at the moment I don't know what day that's on. So I've but it's got do you know Fern
Cotton Britain?
No, neither.
Your one from Essex?
Yes,
Fern. Yeah.
What is Fern?
McCann.
Fern. She good? She's good. Yeah, she's good. She's a very likable girl. Can't remember who else is on it now, but yeah. It's good. I like it. Oh, I know who's on it. The two flippant dancers. Oh, see, you don't watch Strictly. But Curtis out of Love Island.
Yes, and his brother.
And his brother.
What was his brother's name?
AJ. AJ Pritchard.
Okay, are they coming across well?
It's interesting. I'm not a big fan of Curtis. Okay. I don't really like Curtis. I like AJ. And actually, he's coming across much better.
Is Curtis currently in Strictly?
No. Curtis was never in Strictly. Oh. Curtis was only ever in Dancing with the Stars, the Irish one. Oh, he wasn't good enough for Strictly.
Oh.
AJ.
Zing.
Mm-hmm. AJ was fabulous. He was in Strictly.
And is he still?
No.
Okay.
No.
Here's one that I'm definitely going to watch because I love.
Oh, I love. Sorry.
Here's one I've been dying all evening to bring to everyone. Here's one I will definitely watch. John Richardson, Take My Mother-in-Law.
What is this? No, but I love John Richardson.
Yes,
me too. John Richardson, just for people who don't know him, he's on 9 out of 10 Cats as one of the, or does Countdown normally, as one of the
captains.
Team leads, the captains. Yeah, he's
so
just
clever.
He's so clever.
Yeah. He's very clever.
funny.
So this is Thursday at 10 o'clock on Channel 4. So the comedian sets about finding his mother-in-law, Jill, somewhere to retire to and quickly before she moves in with him. Armed with his GCSE in Spanish and the cheapest car rental he can find, John takes her on a road trip across Spain to find her the perfect place in the sun.
Oh my God, I'm definitely watching that. I'm going to set the record for that, although it's on Channel 4, so we'll get it on catch up.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
but that's it's a kind of a tried and tested formula at this stage, isn't it? The kind of the older relative.
Yes,
but I like the mother-in-law dynamic.
Yes, and oh yeah, because it's a bit like Jack Whitehall,
which I found so funny.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I really found that so funny. Craig couldn't take to it at all. And I wouldn't be like a massive Jack Whitehall fan, but I just thought lots of that was gas.
Really funny.
So
love
I think
John.
Yeah.
I love his wife. Wonder if she feature in it as well.
Probably. Well, maybe at the start before they go off, probably.
They do their own podcast as well, like John Richardson and his wife.
They have a TV show as well.
Do they?
Mm.
Yeah, and they're a good combo.
Here's one, right? It's called Transhood. Oh. So this isn't the first time it's been shown or anything. It's a documentary. It's going to air on Sky Documentaries Thursday at 9 o'clock. I don't know why, it just kind of caught my eye. And then I went on to see what it got on Rotten Tomatoes, and it got 86%. Oh. But what I like about it is it's one of those documentaries that was filmed over 5 years in a single place. So it was filmed in Kansas City. Follows four kids beginning at ages 4, 7, 12 and 15.
Oh my God. Really good.
Yeah, and it's they're various experiences.
Brilliant. That's like that old series. I'm sure it's due back on. I wonder, are they still filming it? It was called Seven Up.
Oh yeah, I remember that years ago. I wonder, is that still going?
I wonder, I must look into it and see.
Yeah.
And then do you remember they did the Waltons kids as well? Do you remember the Waltons?
I remember of the Waltons kind of, but I never.
Was there eight of them? And they follow them at different stages through their lives.
As in the actors that were in the Waltons?
No. Oh. No, there was a family in the UK who had like eight kids.
Oh, okay.
And it used to follow them. Then they must be, the kids are well into their adulthood now.
Okay.
But it kind of shows, you know, just the whole
family. It's a funny one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like documenting minors in such an intimate way when they can't really, and even the parents couldn't have known what repercussions would come from that. Like how would that affect someone? Like, you know, if all of your childhood was public.
Yeah.
I it's a funny one,
it is,
isn't it?
Like, it is, yeah. No, it's an interesting concept, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I vaguely remember maybe some of the people on 7-Up having that issue, that it became kind of a negative in their lives.
Okay, well, I must look into that and see, because it'd be interesting to find out what happened. But that sounds great.
Shall we talk about what we were due to watch this week?
Yes.
Okay, I'm really dying to know, because I feel like it could go either way.
Yes.
Because I watched it with Craig and my mum, because my mum, both my parents were up for the weekend, and we sat down and we watched it, the three of us, and two out of three loved it, and one was like, this isn't for me. My mum hated it.
Did she?
She's just like, no, this is, she, yeah.
Because, so just to give set the scene for people who haven't watched it, the first episode...
So we're talking about Inside Man.
Yes, sorry. Yeah, we're talking about Inside Man. In the first episode, the characters are quite separate in it for a period of time. So you've got David Tennant's character, who is a vicar in an English village. And you've got Stanley Tucci's character, who is a ex-criminologist who's on death row.
Mm-hmm.
In
for
the
strangling
US,
his wife.
For killing his wife, yeah. And what links them eventually is these two women.
Yeah.
So, well, one
a journalist.
Yeah, so one girl in particular is a journalist, and she goes to interview Stanley Tucci about his... He has this role now in the prison of trying to solve murders that are happening outside, or disappearances or whatever, outside of prison. But while the journalist is there, a woman that she had a chance encounter with contacts her out of the blue, and it looks as she's in distress. And so she brings that case to Stanley Tucci's character. And why this woman is in distress is actually, she has ended up being held captive in the vicar's cellar. And I'll not tell you why, but that's...
Yeah. And so tell me what you thought of it.
So the first episode I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did find it frustrating. I was saying...
The vicar's... Silliness.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was thinking, like... So the vicar makes a decision that sends his life into total tailspin.
And then another decision. And then another decision.
And he didn't really need to make any of those decisions.
No.
So I suppose it's on a flimsy enough premise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roger thinks that the woman who's locked in the cellar, he thinks there's way more to her than meets the eye.
Okay, this is Janice, the math tutor.
Yes.
She is an amazing character.
She's fabulous.
She's my favourite in it.
Yes, she's so good.
Yeah.
But I think he's right. Roger thinks that she's probably some sort of a killer.
Stop it.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we'll find out, because it concludes mm-hmm. tonight.
Oh, does
tomorrow
it?
Night.
Oh.
So, sorry, it doesn't... It concludes tonight. Pause, and tomorrow night. So yeah. Tonight is the penultimate, and then it finishes tomorrow
night. Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I was similar to you in that there was lots of me kind of going, this is a bit farcical. But when I was chatting to Craig after it, he was kind of saying it reminded him of series like Fargo, where you have that kind of dark, like, because there was times when we were watching, we were like, is this supposed to be a comedy? So there was this scene where you're watching a man, David Tennant's character, just walk deeper and deeper into a hole that just could have been nipped in the bud, and make silly decisions, and then he falls and he knocks someone over, and then she falls. You know, it became a little bit comical.
Yes.
So I was just kind of questioning, like, what is this genre,
really?
But overall, the storyline caught me enough
mm-hmm.
to warrant me wanting to stay. Then you have the other story, which is mm-hmm. based in the States, mm-hmm. which is the Stanley Tucci story. You call him Stanley Tucci, do you?
How do you pronounce it? Stanley Tucci? Tucci?
So. That's what I said. Tucci.
Tucci. Yeah, I think you're right. Tucci.
I don't know. Which again, there's a little bit of kind of... It's not like you're going, oh my God, this is the cleverest thing. It reminded me a bit of the kind of, you know, the Lupin kind of...
Yes.
You know.
It's light.
Yes.
There's a lightness to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I suppose, actually, and even that story in the States with Stanley Tucci and his, so he has a cellmate,
yeah,
who's also some sort of a psychopath, But he's quite comical. His role's quite comical. And it is light. And I suppose for me, I watched that and then I watched An Old Man.
And no comparison.
Oh my God, there's just no comparison.
Yeah.
So An Old Man, I would be urging everyone, just go and watch it. Okay. I just loved it. And this going, yeah, I'll be really into this for the four nights and then I will forget about it.
I think I'm the same as you, because even you mentioned that character, Dylan, the serial killer kind of best wingman, kind of best friend guy. Like, he's the comedy, and yet, well, actually, you know, some of the comedy happens in the darker scenes in the basement or the cellar.
Mm.
But like his line, what did he say? I went to a therapist. I really opened up. She left the profession.
Yeah. Like, it's cliched.
Yeah.
Clangy. It's clunky. Yeah. You can see the jokes coming nearly.
Yeah.
But yeah, but the woman in the cellar is fabulous.
And she's Dolly Wells is her name, the actor.
Dolly Wells.
Yes, really good.
Actually, sorry, no, go ahead. But it just reminded me, talking of Dolly, when we were finishing up the podcast at the end of Dolly season Andrew. We were watching the Dolly Anderson.
I finished it.
So did I. Loved it.
I did as well.
Yeah, I really loved it.
Yeah.
I think there'll be a second series.
Yeah. There was a lot of them, wasn't there? It was about 8 episodes or something, I think.
And I know it's based on her life, but I think there's enough there to...
Yeah.
Yeah, I just really liked it.
Yeah. Mm. So you'll finish the series anyway. So
will I. I will.
Yeah,
I will.
So will I.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, I'd say if it's on and you have it recorded, definitely watch it.
Yes.
But I wouldn't be saying to everyone, you have to watch this.
I know. Oh, is it fair to say we're both a little bit disappointed?
Yeah.
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 I agree.
Mm. It is quite, I think your Lupin comparison is a really good one, actually.
Yeah, it's not extremely meaty.
No.
Do you have something for me to watch this week?
Well, I suppose I've said it now. I really want you to watch An Old Man.
Okay. I really want to watch it. Yeah. Sorry, is it on? It's on Disney Plus.
It's on Disney Plus.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait now to watch that.
Oh, it's just... I mean, I hope you like it as much as I do. I don't know. It was just... you just feel you're in such safe hands watching those types of actors carry anything.
Yeah.
And then the two younger guys who are playing them are like superb as well.
Okay.
And it's a really nice thing because it spans like maybe a 30-year connection between these two men.
Okay.
Really good.
Okay, I love that. Mm. I'll go back and watch This England.
Really good.
I think I might try the Top Shop one and squeeze it in.
I'm definitely going to try that. The other thing that we were going to watch it the other night and then... I knew I'd heard reports that it was really, really dark and really heavy. Blonde.
I haven't heard about this.
So it's the Marilyn Monroe dramatization.
Okay.
But it's fictionalized.
Okay. Oh, this is the one where the Hispanic actress played her.
What's her name? Anna Armas?
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
So I think there's a lot of, you know, dramatic license in it.
Okay.
And I think there's a lot of outrage about it.
Yeah, I've read a few bits.
But it's kind of there, and you know, I'd probably like to see for myself what I think of it.
Okay.
But we actually put it on, and then I said to Roger, I actually don't know if I could watch this. I just wasn't in the right space.
Does it feel a bit exploitative of something?
I think that's kind of the feeling. Talking of exploitative, did you watch any of the Dahmer?
No. Yeah, a lot of talk about that.
A lot of talk about it. I mean, I saw one scene in it, and I was like,
why is Rod watching it?
He's watching it. Mm-hmm.
You won't?
I don't think I will now because he's nearly finished it and he kind of can't help himself watching it now. Yeah. But...
yeah, I'm like you.
Yeah.
Next week I'm away.
Oh, yeah.
So I might have a bit of a breather for the week. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Gives you time to catch up on things and once I get back from my Hollyers.
Yes, there'll be loads more out at that stage.
Yes. Yeah. Isn't there so much good stuff on?
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
That is what I love about autumn. Same. This autumn TV there's nothing like it.
Yeah. And the nights are dark and babies are fooled into going to bed earlier.
I know, and there's a wind howling down your chimney.
There's a wind howling down my chimney. I actually arranged for that for the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's very atmospheric.
Love it. I shall chat to you in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, have a brilliant holiday.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you soon.